The gamut of asking is incredible. There's a multitudinal way of asking. There's a lot of stuff to ask. And what this program's going to do is just keep compounding your thinking about asking, and your mind is just going to swirl with new possibilities of asking. I think you'll see it again in our next story. The movie Lorenzo's Oil chronicles the extraordinary story of Augusto and Michaela Adone after they receive the sobering news that their 5-year-old son, Lorenzo, has a rare terminal disease. Despite the prognosis, the Adones set out to save their child, colliding with doctors, scientists, and support groups who tried to discourage the couple in their quest for a cure. Their relentless struggle tested the strength of their marriage, the depth of their beliefs, and the boundaries of the medical community. Augusto asks his wife and himself to do their own research. He doesn't believe that Lorenzo should suffer from their own ignorance of ALD, adrenoleukodystrophy, an inborn hereditary disease. At one point in the drama, when Augusto explains his theory of the disease to his wife and his sister-in-law, he draws a diagram of the kitchen sink to represent Lorenzo's biosynthesis system. Michaela makes a joke about being married to a plumber, and Augusto merely replies that she married a simple man who asks simple questions. The simple questions lead to a very important discovery of fatty acid manipulation. Through their research, they were introduced to the ALD conference, a support group for families with children affected by the disease. The directors of the foundation, however, were interested in offering a means of support to parents and families and not to search for a cure for the children. When Augusto invited the director out for dinner one evening and asked that the conference circulate a newsletter to the other parents about Lorenzo's progress, they were denied because the organization preferred to take their answers from medical advisory board rather than from the individual's independent success story. The following is part of the conversation during that dinner. Augusto: as parents, we should challenge these guys, push them. Unless somebody is willing to ask questions to provoke, how will there be progress? President: are you going to teach the doctors? Back where Loretta and I come from, you call that arrogance. Augusto: arrogance, right. Do you know where the word arrogance is derived from? It's from the Latin word arrogare, which means to claim for oneself. And I claim the right to fight for my kid's life, and no doctor, no researcher, and no bloody foundation has a right to stop me from asking questions which might help me save him. And you have no right to stop me from sharing that information. Well, they began as a family asking at an international level, and through their convictions were able to organize the first international ALD symposium to accelerate the exchange of information among the researchers working on this disease. And they had the right to ask and the right to share that information. Lorenzo is now a teenager on his way to recovery. Lorenzo's Oil has stopped the progression of ALD in Lorenzo and has staved off the disease in hundreds of others who hope to recover lost function with the help of this new endeavor, the Myelin Project. The Myelin Project is Lorenzo's Chapter 2, a unique nonprofit partnership of top neurologists, dedicated researchers, and informed laypeople whose single aim is to accelerate the pace of remyelinization research, repair damaged nerves, and restore motion, sensation, and vision. This research will not only benefit Lorenzo and other children like him, but also patients with multiple sclerosis. If you'd like to learn more about the Myelin Project or show your support for this worthwhile organization, please call 202-452-8994, or you can write them, care of the Myelin Project, that's spelled M-Y-E-L-I-N, 1747 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest, Suite 950, Washington, D.C., 2006. Another thing we learned from one of our friends, Lily Walters, is that you don't have to do it all yourself. You can enroll other people, and I know there's a little bit of edginess to that, and what if they say no, and we've talked about all that. But what if people are really out there that want to help you, that genuinely want to source and serve you? They exist. And in her case, she asked the world to help write her book. She says, I wrote a book called The Secrets of Successful Speakers. When a publisher got the manuscript, I felt like I was done with the project, and the publisher wanted us to flush it out and add another 100 pages. So I picked a few books off my bookshelf on speaking, and one of them was called Executive Speeches. First paragraph announced, I went to 30 of the top executives in the country who give speeches, and much of what follows is their expertise. I thought, what an idiot I've been. I have a database of hundreds of speakers. She owns a whole speakers bureau, and a fax that's already set up. I talk to these speakers all the time. Why not just ask a bunch of them for a few quotes each? That will flush out the book, and I'll have actual quotes from other people. What a great idea! Well, the book flushed out to about 250 pages. With a lot of things I put in the next book, which was What to Say When You're Dying on a Platform. Well, you see, that book I had 40 rotten things that happened to you as a professional speaker. When I got done, I had over 130, mainly because I'd been talking to people and they'd say, well, you know when so-and-so got sick in the middle of my speech and, oh, yeah, what do you do when that happens? Somebody else says, well, when I got sick and whatever. You just ask, 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 buy fax, fax, fax. Because of my business, I already have a fax set up where I have like 200 fax numbers that are already available to me at the click of a button. And they're all personalized faxes. It takes me all of 10 minutes to do 200 faxes. So I did that. And at the same time, I have a huge email database. And I email a bunch of people around the world. The advantage of using email, by the way, is that when people write you back as email answers, you don't have to retype it. And that's a swell thing. You can just download it and print it. Then with some people, I actually called them. I just do what you're doing now. I just turn the machine on. I find you get a lot more information. People are more willing to talk to you. And I'd say I sent out 500 to 600 inquiries to different people. Our hero, Clem Stone, said, tell everyone what you want to do, and somebody will help you do it. We'll continue our discussion in the next session.